Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name, sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship Your holy name. The sun comes up.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, as the psalmist David said in Psalms 103. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, in the future, whenever, wherever, however, you're listening to this radio, God's live radio here. This is the one and only Apostle Reverend Robin Tavish. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining me today, joining the Family Church of Jesus Christ. Thank you and God bless you. Please go to our website when you get a chance, thefamilychurchofjesuschrist.com. There you can see a lot of what our ministry is. I don't post everything for security reasons and different other things, but you can register there for the Bible College on Reverend Robin's Theological Bible College. Do your course there. It's free. God's Word is free. To set us free. Amen. Well, I want to share a special subject with you this morning that came in my heart early morning. God is on my side. Say that. God is on my side. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for this time, this day that You have called us to, Lord. You predestined our lives as we turn our lives over to You for Your divine purpose and plans to glorify You, Father, for Jesus is the way. He is the destination, Lord, to help us get to You, who is the great destination, Father. Oh, we just worship You. Lord, we draw close to You. Help the people to hear and receive that You are for us and not against us. Father, we love You. We praise You. If people don't know You today, that they call upon the name of Jesus, Your word says they will be saved. They will be free from sin, and they will have eternal life with You, O God. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, again, thank you so much for joining us. God is on my side. You know, you can meditate on the negative. You can meditate on the positive. And the positive is God's word, His promises, His Old and New Testament. Testaments are wills to those who are alive. You are alive if you know Jesus Christ. He will lead you to the Father. But you've got to meditate and say His word instead of saying the negative. Why not say the positive? God is on my side. Let's first turn to Psalms. Let's turn to Psalms 118, the chapter, and verses 5 and 6. I will call upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answers me and sets me in a large place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear what man can do unto me. The Lord, right there, that's the word of God. That's not Apostle Robin's word. That's the word of God. And we say that. We thank you, Lord, that you are on our side, that we can call. Think about it. Stop being so religious about your faith. Have a true religion, a pure religion. Say this. I can call upon the Lord, and he answers me, and he sets me in a large place, not just a cramped little area where you barely can make it through. But he sets your feet on that solid rock of Jesus Christ, and he answers you. And we do not fear anything what God has created. He has promised you that he is on our side. I want you to turn also to 1 Corinthians today, and chapter 2, verse 5, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. You have the power of God. I tell you always to think about these words. If you're sick today, if you're depressed, if you're lonely, if you can't see and you feel like you're in darkness, get up, get out, call upon the name of God. Jesus Christ will lead you to the Father, the mighty Jehovah God, the power of God in you. He is on your side. Let's also turn to Psalms 124. Psalms 124. And verse 1, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, there you go. Verse 2, if it not had been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, if it were not for God is on your side. Is God on your team? Are you on God's team? I'm on God's team, and I know I win. Hallelujah. You are on God's team. Let's turn to another scripture, and that's Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. We go, we have many scriptures, and so you can re-listen to this program. I hope you're writing it down so that you can restudy this. Romans 8 and verse, let's see, which verse do I want? 31. Romans 8, 31. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? God is on your side. That is the message for you today. And up there in verse 26 in chapter 8 of Romans, if you need an intercessor, pray that the Father God will fill you with the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues. That is your special private prayer language. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit prays it. Intercession for us. The Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God, will intercede for us, which groanings which cannot be uttered. Hallelujah. In verse 28, we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, who are called according to his purpose. We are called to that purpose, to walk in the light. You are the children of light. You can see clearly. He set you in a large place, as we read in Psalms 118. He sets you in a large place. You can see what God wants you to do. In verses chapter 8 of Romans 38, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present or things to come, 39, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Believe today that God is on your side. Believe it now. Take it. Receive it. He loves you. He loves you. He gave his only son to save the world. He will never, ever leave you. He will never forsake you, because God wants you to trust in him, to believe in him. I'm speaking to you today. In Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29, through 31, he giveth power to the faint and to them that have no might. He increases strength. In verse 31, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. God is on your side. This is his word. If you don't believe it, then you might as well read a fairy tale, a fable. You must say and meditate upon the word out loud. Faith comes by hearing. As I travel the world, I always encourage everyone, God will never leave you. His love will never fail you, because he is love. He loves you. Again, as we read our main text today in Psalms 118, in verses 5 and 6, read it again with me. Are you there? Psalms 118, verse 5 and 6. I call upon the Lord. We call upon you, Father, right now. Your word says you answer us. Answer the people right now, Father, by faith. I speak healing, prosperity, spirit, soul, body into their lives, whether they're in Asia, whether they're in India, Pakistan, Australia, Austria, Japan, China, the United States of America, wherever they are. Lord, answer them. For you, Lord, your word says, you are on our side. We will not fear what man will do to us, what the diagnosis is. You are our healer, our provider. Thank you, Father, for your word. Well, everyone, thank you so much for joining Apostle Reverend Robin Tabish. I love all of you. God bless you. Have a beautiful life in the Lord. Remember, he is on your side. God is on your side. Until Monday, God's Live Radio. We love you. We pray for you. Love to hear from you or come to your church for your event. God bless you.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh.
worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship your holy name.